Hello students, how are you? Hope doing well. Welcome to social science class on kingdoms, kings and an early republic. Basically, what do you mean by kingdom? Kingdom in general, it is an area ruled by a king or queen. So before going to the lesson, we should understand the meaning of the title. Kingdoms. What do you mean by kingdom? Kingdom is an area ruled by a king or queen. Then who is a king? Usually, kings are very powerful. The person who is ruling the kingdom is called a king. Kings are always very powerful. Then there is another term, republic. What do you mean by republic? Republic, general meaning, the country where people are directly or indirectly electing their leader. In other words, head of the country directly or indirectly elected by the people. In such condition, we can call that particular place or territory or kingdom or country as a republic. Before going to the lesson, let me ask one simple question. Okay? Get ready, children. Who is our Prime Minister? Yes, you are right. Sri Narendra Modi. Very good. Do you know how we are electing our Prime Minister? This is very simple, through election. Yes or no? Good. Here, one more question. What do you mean by election? And why we need election? See, as all modern countries are following democracy, the most common form of democracy in our times is for the people to govern through their representatives. See, what I mean to say, we are following democracy. Present? All over the world, most probably, all each and most of the countries are following democracy. What do you mean by democracy? Democracy is a form of government in which the rulers are elected by the people. So this election, that is the reason why we are conducting the elections. Through election, we can able to elect our rulers, which means at present rulers are electing by the people. Wow, very great. Okay, then what about the rulers around 3000 years ago? Any idea? Anybody? Yes, we find some changes taking place in the ways in which rulers were chosen. On those days, children, not now, on those days, some men became recognized as rulers or rajas by performing very big sacrifices. How wonder it is. So kings are rulers. They were chosen based on the way they performed big yajnas, sacrifices. Wow. Around 3000 years ago, a person could become a king because of many reasons. He could have been elected. He could have become popular because of bravery in war, or he could have simply used physical strength to defeat others. Usually, the rajas also used sacrifices like Rajasuya, Ashwamedha to gain control over a large area and become very powerful. The Ashwamedha or horse sacrifice followed between 1000 to 600 BC. It was a practice where the king used to send his horse and horse used to run a specified area. The area the horse could cover comes under the territory of the king. But if the horse wandered into the areas of other rajas and they stopped it, please observe, they stopped it, they had to fight. If they allowed the horse to pass freely into their territories, it means that they had accepted the rajas who wanted to perform the sacrifice was stronger. So children, this was the practice to expand the kingdom during those days. What about the rajas and their position on those days? Children, the Raja was a very powerful personality. He was a central figure in all the rituals. He had a special seat or throne. Once he could cover the large area, he was invited to perform various rituals with his wives and sons. And the charioteer who ran the horse was invited. All these people were gathered there to perform the rituals. At the same time, the ordinary people, the wish, brought gifts to the king. Usually, all the rituals were performed by the priests. However, some people were excluded from many rituals. This was mainly done to show the power and the sovereignty of the king. Move on to the next topic, that is Varna system. There were four Varnas. The first Varna was the Brahmins. These people were expected to study the Vedas, perform sacrifices and rituals. Vedas? What do you mean by Vedas? How many Vedas are there? Yes. A group of people referred to as Aryans were believed to have composed four Vedas. The Rig Veda is one of the oldest books of the world. Other three Vedas are Yajurveda, Samaveda and Atharva Veda. All these Vedas were written in the Sanskrit language. Move on to the second category of people in that Varna system called the Kshatriyas. They were expected to fight battles and protect people. Third category people in the Varna system were the Vaishyas. These people were expected to be farmers, herders and traders. Here, one thing children you have to remember, that the Kshatriyas and the Vaishyas could perform and participate in the rituals. Last category of people in the Varna system called the Shudras. Their main responsibility to serve the three group people, that is Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, and could not perform any rituals. One more very important thing children, this Varna system based on the birth. What it mean? For example, if one's father and mother were Brahmins and one would automatically become a Brahmin. Although the division of society based on people's occupation started during the Rigvedic period, this division was not very sharp. Especially during Rigvedic time, what I mean to say, the Varna system was not that much sharp. But children, during the later Vedic period, the Varna system became deep-rooted. Understand here? It's become deep-rooted, rigid and hereditary. The Varna was now decided not by occupation, but by the birth. Please remember, it's by the birth. However, the Varna system was being criticized by the various segments of the society. They said that the birth could not be the basis of Varnas. We should be very careful here. If you decide any Varna occupations, that should not based on the birth. One more thing, they felt that there should be no difference among the people on the basis of occupation. So, dividing the people based on the birth and showing these people based on the occupations, it doesn't look any meaning. It doesn't give any meaning what they felt. They were of the opinion that everybody should be able to perform rituals. Ritual, you have to allow everyone to perform the rituals. You should not segregate the people that only certain category of people are eligible to perform rituals, others are not eligible to perform the ritual. It is not like that. So these are all the certain limitations. Even kings also, rajas also felt that they were more powerful, more stronger than the priest community. Move on to the next topic, Janapadas. What do you mean by Janapada? Anybody knows the meaning of Janapada? Yes. Janapada, the word Janapada means the land where the Jana set its foot and settled down. Children, we know very well how the tribal chiefs before this Janapada era, how the tribal chiefs slowly became the Raja of his people or Jana. Then soon after, the tribes settled down in the upper Ganga Jamuna Dob and started calling their territory by their tribe name. Many names were given in the textbook also. In fact, during the later Vedic period, the Aryans moved towards the Ganga Yamuna plains. You know that? This became possible because of better iron tools. These tools helped them to clear forest and settle down. Gradually, the population increased and stated Janapada came into existence. Finally, what do you mean by Janapada? Janapada is nothing but the settlement that turned into a large territories. Then what about Mahajanapada? The bigger and powerful among Janapadas were called Mahajanapadas. Once again, the bigger, very powerful Janapadas. Bigger and powerful Janapadas became Mahajanapadas. Basically, children, about 2500 years ago, some of the Janapadas became larger and more powerful than others. This was also the time when Buddha and Mahavira lived and traveled.